Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Government took landmark decisions this year to ensure inclusive growth and strengthen economic resilience, says Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan. Dense fog disrupts normal life in northern parts of the country. 148 flights cancelled due to foggy weather and poor visibility. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to attend the funeral of former Bangladesh Prime Minister Begum Khalida Zia in Dhaka. CBSE announces revised dates of board exams for class 10th and 12th. And Pariksha Pe Charcha creates history, crossing over 3 crore registrations for the upcoming edition. And now the news in detail. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, today said that this year the government undertook a series of landmark reforms, marking important chapters in the country's national journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. Launching the Government of India Calendar 2026 in New Delhi, he highlighted that these reforms were guided by a clear objective to ensure inclusive growth, strengthen economic resilience, and lay a sustainable foundation for the country's long-term development.
A calendar is not only about marking days and months. It is about to setting a direction, reforming priorities, reminding us quietly but consistently of our shared national purposes. The theme of this year calendar, Bharat at 2026, our Honorable Prime Minister's vision that Seva, Sushasan or Samriti, captures India at a moment of assured confidence. It reflects a nation that is secure in its identity, strong in its institutions, and clear in its long-term vision.
Speaking on the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said, the design of the calendar is very carefully curated and it really spells out the priorities of the government and evolved as a communication instrument of the government.
And it's not just a mere listing of dates and holidays, but actually it's a very carefully curated narrative that visually and thematically captures the priorities, values and the direction our nation is expected to take with the help of Government of India.
Dense fog conditions in the northern parts of the country have impacted train and flight operations today. According to the Delhi Division of Railways, more than 50 Delhi-bound trains are running late. Similarly, air travel has also been affected due to bad weather conditions. As per the Delhi airport, 148 flights have been cancelled today due to foggy weather and poor visibility. Of the cancelled flights, 78 were arrivals and 70 departures. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today hoisted a flag at the Annapurna Temple in the Ram Temple complex and joined prayers on the occasion of the second anniversary of Pran Pratishtha. Mr. Singh was accompanied by UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Annapurna Temple is one of the 7 temples in the Ram Temple complex. On the 25th of last month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoisted a saffron flag atop the Ram Temple, marking the formal completion of its construction. Before reaching the temple complex, Mr. Singh and Mr. Adityanath prayed at the Hanumangadi Temple. An idol of Ram Lala was consecrated at the temple on 22nd January 2024 during a ceremony led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. More from our correspondent.
The city of Lord Ram is filled with devotion as the second anniversary of Pran Pratishtha of Ram Lala is being celebrated in diverse forms. Today, many traditional rituals of Yajna, Havan and Puja are being performed on the occasion of Pratishtha Dwadashi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, along with saints, Dharmacharya and a large number of devotees became witness of this historic moment. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh hoisted the flag on the summit of Annapurna Temple in Parkot. Also, around 1200 saints of Ayodhya along with Ram devotees have been invited to the event. Earlier, upon reaching Ayodhya, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath performed Darshan and Puja at Hanumangadhi Temple also. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted the nation on the occasion of the second anniversary of the Pran Pratishtha of Ram Lala being celebrated on the sacred land of Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi described the anniversary as a divine festival of faith and tradition. The Prime Minister offered his salutations and obeisance at the feet of Lord Sri Ram on behalf of Ram devotees across the country and abroad. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, arrived in Dhaka this morning to attend the funeral of former Bangladesh Prime Minister and Bangladesh Nationalist Party or BNP chairperson Begum Khalida Zia. A special flight carrying Dr. Jaishankar landed at Hazrat Shah Jalal International Airport in Dhaka today. He was received by Indian High Commissioner to Bangladesh, Pranab Verma, and other senior officials of the Indian High Commission. The BJP today criticized West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee for allegedly threatening Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who is on a visit to the state. Addressing a press conference at Bhubaneswar, BJP National Spokesperson Sambit Patra alleged that Ms. Banerjee, while addressing a public meeting in Bankura district in West Bengal, threatened the Union Home Minister. Mr. Patra said it is not only a threat to the Union Home Minister, but to the entire population of the country. Indian Railways has successfully completed the final high-speed trial of the indigenously designed and manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper train. The trial was conducted on the Kota-Nagda section, during which the train achieved a maximum speed of 180 km per hour, marking a significant milestone in the country's journey towards advanced and self-reliant rail technology. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw shared a video of the high-speed trial on social media. The video also showcased a water glass stability demonstration, in which glasses filled with water remained steady without spillage even at high speed, underscoring the advanced ride quality, superior suspension and technological robustness of this new generation train. Our correspondent reports that this development underscores Indian Railways' commitment to innovation, safety and the advancement of indigenous rail manufacturing under the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, a report.
The 16-coach Vande Bharat sleeper rake used in the trial has been designed to cater to long-distance passenger travel and is equipped with the state-of-the-art passenger amenities. These include comfortable sleeper berths, automatic doors, modern toilets, fire detection and safety monitoring systems, CCTV-based surveillance and digital passenger information systems. These features are aimed at providing passenger with a safe, comfortable and world-class travel experience. During the trial, comprehensive technical evaluations were carried out, including assessment of the ride stability, emergency braking system, safety systems, and other critical parameters under the supervision of the Commissioner of Railway Safety. The train's performance at high speed was found fully satisfactory, and the trial was declared successful by the Commissioner. With Dipendra Kumar, Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app.
As 2025 comes to a close, we look back at a year that reshaped the nation. From bold policy decisions to impactful reforms, change has been the defining theme. Join us for a special year-ender program, 2025, Year of Reforms, a 30-minute deep dive into the ideas, actions and outcomes that mattered. Tune into FM Gold at 8 p.m. today and relive the year that transformed the future.
Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. 8 people have lost their lives after consuming contaminated drinking water in the Bhagirathpura area in Indore district of Madhya Pradesh. More than 35 others have been hospitalized with complaints of vomiting and diarrhea. Taking cognizance of the incident, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has announced an ex gratia assistance of 2 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased and has directed officials to ensure proper and quality treatment for those affected. On the Chief Minister's instructions, a zonal officer and an assistant engineer have been suspended, while the in-charge deputy engineer has been removed from service. A 3-member inquiry committee has also been constituted to investigate into the incident. The district administration and the health department are maintaining continuous monitoring of the situation and are actively engaged in treatment and investigation efforts. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced the revised dates of board exams for class 10th and 12th. According to the CBSE, for class 10th grade examination, which was early scheduled on 3rd of March next year, will now be held on 11th of March next year, while the date for class 12th examination has been moved to 10th of April, which was earlier scheduled on 3rd of March 2026. The board said that the dates have been rescheduled due to administrative reasons. CBSE has also asked schools to disseminate this information to all concerned students and parents. The flagship initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Pariksha Pe Charcha, has crossed a historic milestone with over 3 crore registrations recorded till yesterday. The Education Ministry said the scale of participation highlights Pariksha Pe Charcha as a true Jan Andolan. Students, parents and teachers from across the country have shown overwhelming participation, reflecting the program's growing popularity. The initiative focuses on students' mental well-being and promotes a positive approach towards examinations. All higher reaches of Jammu and Kashmir received snowfall in the last 12 hours as the minimum temperature rose above the freezing point today. Light to moderate rain or snow is likely over most places during the night of 31st December to 1st of January, with higher and extreme upper reaches of north and central Kashmir possibly receiving moderate to heavy snowfall.
A large number of tourists from across the country have thronged Kashmir region to celebrate the onset of New Year 2026. Residents and tourists have been advised to stay updated on the local weather alerts as the region prepares for New Year's festivities under cold and wet conditions. With Gulmarg recording nearly 100% occupancy for the New Year week celebrations, the Kashmir Tourism Department have announced a 14-day integrated skiing program for young enthusiasts. The program will cover key destinations including Pahalgam, Sonmarg, Dodhpathri and Gulmarg, providing training on varied slopes and winter sports facilities. The tourism department is focusing this year on augmenting infrastructure, employment and destination grooming to build a stronger and more sustainable tourism season ahead. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
Meanwhile, India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast cold days to severe cold day conditions over Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Himachal Pradesh. The weather agency predicted dense fog conditions over Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Punjab, northeastern states, West Bengal and Uttarakhand. IMD also said that heavy rainfall takes place over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh and Muzaffarabad. Mumbai police has implemented comprehensive security measures across the city to ensure peaceful New Year's Eve celebrations today. The Mumbai police has deployed more than 17,000 personnel as part of elaborate security arrangements. More from our correspondent.
The official added that if needed, citizens are advised to contact the police helpline numbers 100 or 112 for immediate assistance. To ensure the safety and smooth travel for New Year's revelers, the Mumbai Metro Rail Corporation and Brihanmumbai Electric Supply and Transport has announced that their services for the Metro 3 Aqua Line and additional bus services across K routes will operate today throughout the night. The special service will begin 10:30 at night today and will continue non-stop till the morning on January 1st, 2026. Bhavna, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, are moving towards ending the year's last session on a strong note. Sensex climbed 596 points to 85,271, while Nifty surged 205 points to 26,144 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government took landmark decisions this year to ensure inclusive growth and strengthen economic resilience, says Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan. Dense fog disrupts normal life in northern parts of the country. 148 flights cancelled due to foggy weather and poor visibility. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to attend the funeral of former Bangladesh Prime Minister Begum Khalida Zia in Dhaka. CBSE announces revised dates of board exams for class 10th and 12th. And Pariksha Pe Charcha creates history, crossing over 3 crore registrations for the upcoming edition. And with that, we end the midday news.